SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we make a stop at the new Fidel Castro campus of Anchovy High School. And later, we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child safety tip. Stay tuned. The government remains committed to ensuring that education and training form a major part of Jamaica's development agenda as the country pushes for growth. That's the word from Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. She was speaking at the recent launch of the 2015-2016 school year at the Fidel Castro campus of Anchovy High School in Montpelier, St. James. Prime Minister Simpson Miller encouraged all stakeholders to ensure the new campus lived up to its name.
I want to remind us that we have a special and great responsibility to ensure that at all times, this institution brings honor to the name of the illustrious son of the Caribbean after whom it is named. I am pleased that the Fidel Castro campus will ease the overcrowding at the main anchovy site and will enable the school to offer a more enriching educational experience for the students. I join Minister Thwaites in his mission to remove all high schools from the shift system.
Mrs. Simpson Miller says the government's commitment can be seen in the significant investments it continues to make in the education sector. This, she says, includes the construction and equipping of schools, training of teachers and principals, and the provision of assistance with books and meals at some levels of the education system.
For our planet, come and we'll consume with care. Every little thing that we have around here, you see the wildlife, we need to protect that.
Protect the Jamaican bobo
and the black bill parrot.
We said them endangered and them crying out the
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and Herbert Morrison Technical High School, winner of the 2015 World Environment Day Poetry Competition.
Did you know that you have an important role to play in the achievement of Vision 2030?
Yes, everyone has a role to play in helping Jamaica achieve first world status by 2030. To transform our country, we first need to transform our mindset. We must share core transformational values such as love, respect, trust, honesty, and punctuality. So, play your role in your small corner. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
My name is Oliver. When I was a young boy, I remember I used to have a lot of enjoyment and a lot of time with the bamboo. We used to cut two joints of bamboo and use it to make a banjo. But we used to cut out the bamboo strings, cut out little strings in the bamboo, not cutting them off, you know. Cut out little strings in the bamboo. Sometimes we use a nail. We beat out the nail on the stone and make a little knife and cut out the strings in the bamboo. Then we have the bamboo to play up. That time I was very young, you know, to play our own banjo. Pringa, 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 pringa. And we all used to dance forever with our bamboo.
And here's another child safety tip. Use the buddy system when walking to and from places or events. There is safety in numbers, so get a friend or friends to walk with you wherever you go. This will discourage anyone who wants to harm you. Those tips were brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings round about JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.